Hey everybody, it's Adam Paulus with Entertainment Earth and the Toy of the Week podcast. This week I got a really good batch for you. I got a lot of stuff, but I can't talk about it all today. I'm scrolling through all of my amazing data to let you know that today, the Transformers Springer and Blitzwing from the new Thrilling 30 Generations collection are our Toys of the Week. Springer and Blitzwing are both very large Voyager-class Transformers for the 30th anniversary line. Each one is a triple changer, like the original toys were, and the parts tolerance is pretty good. It's not great. It's some better than others. Getting the figures to fit exactly right is always tricky, and there's lots of pegs and tabs to put in place just right, and for those of you who like toys to fiddle with and aren't super keen on instructions, you're gonna love these. Other than the I'd say hip joints on my Blitzwing being a little loose, I'd say these are great figures. And he still stands just fine. I mean, he's been standing on my desk, no problem for the last couple of days. And he looks cool. Blitzwing takes a cue from his animated counterpart and has a triple-changing head. If you take the figure in your hand, he's wearing a yellow helmet over his face. And if you stick your thumb under his nose and you push up, the head actually rotates, kind of in the same way as the wheel on The Price is Right. And you can go from a default Blitzwing head to, yeah, let's get this going. It's a little tight, but that way you know it's not going to go flying. Super tight this morning. It worked fine last night. Things never go as smoothly as they do in rehearsal. That's not good. I guess the face is multiple faces on a single mold, and it is now kind of loose. So I'm going to pause this and see if I can fix this. Okay, it's a few minutes later, and what happened was the figure has this yellow helmet, and what's interesting about it is it's not assembled as I expected at all. What I just said in the previous sentence? Wrong. The head is removable, and if you pop it out, there's a screw on the right-hand side of the helmet. His right, your left. And you unscrew that. The helmet itself is made of three pieces. But the funny thing is, each face is a separate piece. So if you open the helmet, the three faces are all on this peg, and there's like a hole in each face, and they just kind of mesh together over it, kind of like a Ferris wheel looking thing. It's kind of hard to describe, but anyway, how it works is if you push up on the face with too much pressure, and for whatever reason you do have to push up with a fair amount of pressure on this thing to get it to move, the faces, you'll notice, separate just a little bit because they are three separate heads, or faces rather, in the head. So, you might see that they're a little tight, and you can actually see between them, depending on how much force is necessary to move them. Everything's okay, it just looks weird. So now you know that you can switch between the chaotic face, the icy face, both from Transformers Animated, and a Generation 1-inspired face. So that was a surprise to me. I didn't know that was how it was assembled. And now it seems to be getting stuck on in between the G1 head again, which is annoying. Maybe I put it together wrong or I need to sand something down. I think a piece is getting caught somewhere. But it's still really cool. I like it. I'm just probably going to leave it on the default G1 head, just because that's how I usually display these things anyway. There we go. I guess what you want to do is push the face down when you're doing this and not up, because it tends to get stuck when you go up. Yeah, that's it. Okay, there we go. I've learned something, and so have you. I hope, maybe. That was really interesting to hear me talk through this, I'm sure. Why are you... 3 minutes? You guys are devoted. Thank you. Anyway, the thing has multiple modes. It has tank treads with working wheels. The treads don't work, the wheels do. And your fists are articulated nicely. It includes a sword and a gun. Each mode has fairly good cohesiveness to it, but being a triple changer, you know, there's give and take. The tank looks tank-like. The plane looks kind of like a Veritech from Macross and Robotech. The rocket launcher fires, and I really like the rocket launcher because instead of a button or a marble shooter, what you do is you take the barrel, the brown barrel, and you push back on it. Like, say, you put your thumb on the back of it, and you hold the brown part, and you squeeze it back, and it shoots out. And that is a really nifty firing mechanism, and I appreciate that because I got a lot of rockets, and this one is really interesting that it's different. So I think Blitzwing's pretty cool. I like Springer more. Springer includes a sword, a double-barreled rocket launcher, and can go from a helicopter to a car to a robot. He looks kind of like the IDW incarnation of Springer, and you can attach the sword to the gun if you like, or you can have it in his hand. The sword is also his helicopter rotors. The gun is actually a couple of marble missiles in an enclosure to make it not look like it. So you push this lever forward and they shoot out. The car mode's okay. The helicopter mode's okay. Robot mode's great. Great robot head. Really, really good. He's green, yellow, a little bit of gray, some black wheels. Sculpt's good. Articulation's good. Robot head's one of my favorites in recent memory. And there's been a lot of good robot heads lately. So that's not, you know, small praise. That's a pretty good toy. And the rotor spins pretty well. The helicopter looks like he's got a couple of robot legs hanging off the back of it, but there's really no getting around that with ripple changers these days. So I like it a lot. I think it's a good wave. The figures are pretty big, and I'd say the biggest beef anyone who's collecting these is going to have, especially if you've been doing classics since like 2006 now, Blitzwing and Astrotrain were originally like siblings, but now Blitzwing is like 50% bigger than Astrotrain, and Springer towers over Classics Ultra Magnus if you don't have an upgrade, and I don't, and Cup and Blur and all those guys, because they were deluxes. But anyway, they're really good-looking figures for G1 era guys, a later, with Blitzwing, he's cool. The colors are very much like what you remember the originals to be, except for the yellow on the helmet's a little much. And Blitzwing is fairly fun to futz around with, but he can be a little irritating at times, too, I won't lie to you. But he's still... If you think you want Blitzwing, trust me to say that you do. It's just neat. The fact that he's got three heads and three modes, love it. Springer, it's great. Three modes, one head. The modes are a lot better. The robot's really stable. It's really great. I like the weapons a lot on both of these figures. These are some of the best weapons Hasbro and Takara have come up with in recent memory. So if you like this kind of thing, go for it. You're in for a treat. I mean, I liked... I'd say these are more like... Soundwave and Blaster in terms of quality than they were Grimlock. If you've been collecting these, you know what I mean. And good, solid, chunky figures. What else do you want in life? Not much. That's what I want in life. Anyway, I'm rambling because I spent a lot of time with a screwdriver in the middle of this, and I don't have any concept of time anymore. So I'll see you guys next week. I'm Adam Paulus. Check out our sales. Like us on Twitter and Facebook, and we'll show off more Comic-Con announcements and giveaways a lot faster. Go to entertainmentearth.com for more on that. See you guys next time.